A gaggle of gays gagging on gossip, love, sex advice, and your questions. Produced and recorded in New York City, this is Ask the Boys.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ask the Boys, a roundtable show where we answer your Q's so you can play with your A's. A show where we give it to you straight-ish with no chaser. Call into our show with your questions or comments. Our show number is 424-327-5282. That's 4243-ASK-ATB.
In this episode, we talk about Netflix's new documentary on the life of Donald J. Trump. I discuss a leaked tape of Trump spreading his own fake news. It's as interesting and sad as it sounds. Jordan discusses a Destiny Child reunion and the boys gag on drama surrounding the Khloe Kardashian, Tristan Thompson, and random thought love triangle. Anthony unearths some disturbing news about LGBTQ people removed from social media in China. We talk about the issues surrounding this great wall of censorship. Finally, we wrap up the show with your questions. Being in a relationship is hard enough, but what about a relationship in a country where being gay is against the law? We answer a gay man's cry for help. Once a cheater, always a cheater. One boy wants advice on how to deal with infidelity. Finally, two boyfriends both have the same morning ritual. They need to poop. How do they settle their disputes on who gets the bathroom first? Tune in as we solve this shitty situation on this episode of
Ask the Boys.
Did you check your spam folder? Oh, look, it's me, Justin.
I'm the herpes sore you managed to conceal on your face for the past 17 years. Jordan.
My name is Anthony, and I can be your Latin lover for the evening.
Ooh, that was hot.
Yeah, you like the accent?
Sometimes I'm a little bit, a little steam coming from my undercarriage.
I mean, screw that accent, girl. I want that uncut dick.
Oh, see, ay, dámelo todo.
Oh, wow.
Delicious.
How's it going, boys?
Wow.
Hey, Oprah.
Today has been an interesting day. It was.
How have you been doing?
Flooded.
It did. Did you see that video that was on circulating the
half of the city was
social media is out there. It was like 145th and Broadway. There was a video on the Instagram street subway creatures, and at subway creatures,
it's hilarious.
It's great. Check it out.
Literally, it was like Sandy 2.0 almost. Like it was a flood down the stairwell, and there was at least 2 or 3 inches of water in the terminal.
Yeah, I screen capped it and then posted it to our Instagram page. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, wait, you did? I haven't seen
it
yet.
Yeah.
It just shows you how
how in tune you are with that
account. I know. I'm clearly not in tune with anything right now in my life. So
I feel like I'm constantly getting blown up with notifications because it's like I get notified when I get Instagram followers, and then I get notified when the Ask the Boys account gets followers. So it's constantly fucking blowing up.
Well, my fucking shit's broken. My shit's broken. I have to delete my app like every 3 weeks just so I can enable those things to happen. Like, I don't know. It's weird.
Oh, that is weird.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Just millennial problems here.
Yeah. Basically. But yeah, we had a very interesting day. All of us got flooded out.
Oh, yeah. My basement was flooded.
Not in the good way, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish I was getting flooded out, but.
I mean, I don't know. I got both ends.
I know. Well, you always get both ends, girl.
Ooh. And speaking of both ends, guess what time it is?
It's 10:03.
I was going to say it's time for the tit. Tit. Tonight in tea. Titties.
Titties.
And apparently the whole city's ready because I can hear like mad sirens and shit in the background.
They're ready for tonight. They're spilling tea all over.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can hear that.
Yeah.
probably with post-editing, nobody else will hear it, but it's like a damn like forest fire outside.
So you're all going to think that we're fucking crazy because you're not going to hear the yeah, sirens.
I know, they're not going to,
but they're,
like,
they're real.
They're like, what are they talking about? We never hear noises and there's like constantly things falling around around us. But yeah, tonight in tea. So one thing that I wanted to bring to the table tonight was Netflix's new series about Donald J. Trump. And it was called Trump, An American Dream. Have either of you seen it yet?
I mean, he's probably going to fucking block that shit. Just like he did with the whole like net neutrality bullshit. That's going to be gone in a couple days.
Well, I have enjoyed it. Have you seen it, Anthony?
I have not gotten a chance to check it out, but I probably will tonight.
Yeah. Mm. But, oh, there actually is a fire like down the street. That's, I just got notified of it. Anyways, but back to Donald Trump. So it's a crazy show. I recommend everybody out there that has access to Netflix watches it because it shows you exactly what we're going through now. Donald Trump pulled his entire life. It literally starts from when he was a businessman to his first building to all of his failures up until now. And historically, as I was watching these, and granted, I was kind of under the influence as I was watching this show, so I think it had a harder impact on me.
You have to be.
Yeah. His entire life, he argued with the media. His entire life, he would lie to the news and to people saying, oh, like, this is the best year my businesses have ever had. And of course, this is as he was going bankrupt. It was leaked that he was having an affair with his first wife. He ended up cheating on his wife, just like we're dealing with now with Stormy Daniels. Wow. So it's like they keep saying that history repeats itself. And with this series, 100% accurate. Now, what
proof?
It is, the proof is in the pudding, and bitch, do we have the pudding. My favorite thing out of this entire series was the John Miller tapes. Are you guys familiar with John Miller?
It's the name of my neighbor when I was growing up.
Great, completely unrelated. Do you
know about
John Miller tapes? I'm so glad you asked. Actually, that was my neighbor when I was a four-year-old in Erie, Pennsylvania.
He touched me. Oh, he touched me.
So John Miller was actually Donald Trump. He, in 1991, called a reporter from People magazine. And they were trying to interview Donald Trump on like developments and shit that he was working on. And they got a call back from quote unquote Trump's publicist and PR manager, John Miller. Now I want you to listen to this tape and tell me who this sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be appropriate. Then the next day there was a story that Trump went to Rex and Madonna was supposedly at Rex. And that was another total nonsense. So somehow there was a thing. And then she called recently about this fight. And wanted to go out, and he, you know, she's got this PR machine that I guess you people play too very well, but it's it really was nonsense. So anyway, but I don't think we ever reported that about Madonna. No, she called and wanted to go out with him, that I can tell you.
Now, I don't know about you.
I don't know if that's him or not.
The way he says call.
So he uses his signature catchphrase, that I can tell you. He is the only person on this planet that says, that I can tell you.
Or maybe it's just a friend of his, and they hang out a lot, and they pick up on each other's banter.
Or it sounds like this.
Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell you.
Interesting. Let's put them side by side, shall we?
That I can tell you.
One more time.
That I can tell you.
Interesting.
I mean, you and I both say you know a lot.
We don't sound anything alike.
Like, I mean,
that I can tell you.
You know, it really comes down to something.
Well, it's grainy, but I do hear his, like, I can hear some of his inflections and his a part of his voice in there.
Yeah, the thing is, this is a recording from 1991 versus like a year ago, so it definitely sounds grainy. But if you listen to the entire tape, and this tape lasted about 20 minutes, I just caught like the snippet that I could find. This reporter goes, "So, where are you from? Like, how did you get employed?" He goes, "Oh, this is my first week. I'm just here part time. you know, Donald really trusts me. And all he did was just berate the media. You know, this John Miller berated the media and said, oh, Donald Trump has no problem with the ladies. All the ladies are calling him. So he kept on boosting up his profile like Trump's some type of pussy magnet. And this was all going on during his divorce with his first wife.
Christ.
So, yeah, I just thought that was so interesting. So I recommend everybody out there checks out the Miller tapes because, and not even the Miller tapes, the Donald Trump series because
Miller tapes.
The Miller tapes. Because this is it, you know? This is the one.
I think it's interesting. So it's available right now on Netflix. I think we should also check it out. I mean,
yeah.
I'm here. I'm going to check it out tonight.
Foster up some more animosity for our president.
I mean, just everything's going down right now. You know, this comes out. The Miller tapes come out. You know, Cohen.
Okay. Cohen, yeah. But we need to comment on the strike in Syria. I think we're going we're going into war, guys.
We're going into war. I'm glad you mentioned that because I was thinking about it while we were talking about Trump. He did that shit.
And then Russia's threatening us.
I don't think we're going to war. This is a dinner party show. And here's the reason why. So this is not the first time the United States has bombed Syria. It even happened under the Obama administration. So I can't sit there and say that this is the first time America's done this. However, this is how you know it was a dog and pony show. So Trump said that he was going to drop a bomb on Syria for days. Long enough time that all the Russian troops evacuated. And they dropped a bomb when no one was even really at the plants that they dropped a bomb on. So there was nobody in these buildings. The Russians knew about it for a couple days. None of the missiles went into any Russian airspace. They just hit the buildings. So no damage was done besides, what, two buildings. So this was all just a bunch of drama. It's a soap opera.
So what, the two buildings were like an amuse-bouche at the dinner party? Like, I don't understand. What's next? Like, I don't want to dive too much into this, but
It's going to cause panic over there. And those people are going to be probably feel more threatened now because their crazy person that's doing all of this isn't going to take the sitting down. He's probably, no.
But here's my thing, and this is the last thing I want to talk about on Syria, is I really hate when I see people say, like, especially conservatives saying that they care about the well-being of Syrians. That's why they're trying to do this, to fight off the government. The United States government and conservatives and so many assholes in this country turned away Syrian refugees when they try to come into America. So I do not want to hear one fucker out there sit here and say that they care about the Syrian people, because these people slammed the door in their fucking faces as they were trying to make it over here.
This.
So that's all I got to say about that.
Done.
Done. Moving on from bombings, Jordan wants to talk about a bombshell.
We got some entertainment here for you this evening, people.
Ooh.
Remember back in the day, before 2006, when we had that great, great trio of ladies dancing up on the stages and loving life? So, Destiny's Child. Did you guys hear about this?
Coachella? Oh, you mean Beachella? As DJ Khaled?
Beachella. It's a Beachella. Beachella. So Destiny's Child may have disbanded in 2006. Sorry. But they came back and continue to support each other and appear in another one in their projects. They reunited again over the weekend as Beyonce performed Coachella. She headlined it. Fans were so surprised and excited to see the popular group together again. I was so excited to see that too.
Oh, I was gagged. It was a gag worthy moment.
Michelle was there, girl.
Yes,
I was like, "Where's Michelle?"
Down.
She was there.
She was there, and she did some footwork. I was like, "Yes, it was so good." And Kelly owned it.
So the last time they appeared on stage together was in the 2013 Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And that blew up on social media as well. So it was, it blew up again this time, and they were dubbing it Beychella, as you just said, Anthony. And that was all over Twitter, that's all over Instagram, all over Facebook. And but for the Beehive, God. It was all about what their queen did. She rocked the socks off for that stage.
Oh, she did it all. So, all of it.
Tell me about what you told me earlier about what Beyonce did for the girls.
Oh, I thought this was amazing. First of all, Beyonce fucking rocked it. I didn't think I was going to watch this whole thing when I saw her come on stage. I watched the entire 2-hour performance. Yeah. And at the end, that epic moment, or towards the end, that epic moment when Destiny's Child came out and you see all three silhouettes and literally all you hear is, can you keep up? Baby girl, make me lose my breath. And they looked so good. And Beyonce did something that I thought was not just beautiful, but noble. And I hate saying it, but out of character, just because of, you know, the star that she is. She took this opportunity at Coachella, and you could see when they were coming up to sing, Beyonce took a step back and actually took her hands and pushed Michelle and Kelly forward and essentially covered herself from the spotlight and gave it to them and because let them.
Oh, she knew.
They've been out of it so long.
Yeah, I mean, they've been out of it so long, but Beyonce knew, I think, at the bottom of her heart that she stole the limelight for all those years.
Yeah,
of course. And that was kind of like a symbolic way of saying, ladies, get up there. You dance. You sing.
Yes.
You get the crowd going. Yeah.
It was beautiful. She even had a moment where Kelly was in the middle breaking it down and they were just like the side. Destiny's Child came back and fucking brought it. And I will say this because my Beyonce, I'm up and down with Beyonce. Hi-yo. But
me too.
Like last at Coachella, she reminded you why she's Beyonce and she's where she's at. It was an epic performance. I was gagged.
So Beyonce took home, sorry to cut you off, baby, but Beyonce took home the title that evening of being the first woman in history to headline
first black woman in history.
Woman of color. You're right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I take that back. Woman of color to headline the festival.
Yes.
Good for her.
As well as being a part of the first girl group to ever perform there.
Which is amazing. And it was the girl group that got her started.
And featuring the longest dance sequence presented ever. The 2-hour, she was on there for fucking 2 hours, right?
2 hours, nonsense. It was fucking ridiculous. She even brought Solange at the end to dance with her.
Meanwhile, I can't even run on the fucking elliptical for 30 minutes. And this bitch is on the stage, like, dancing and singing her ass off in heels for 2 hours.
Well,
Mama sang.
You guys saw her and heard her performance of Love on Top, right? When she unveiled her baby bump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was insane. Like, she did not break a note. She didn't take a breath. She's an alien. I don't think she's real. She's a robot.
She's a fembot.
I don't know if that's
fembonce.
I'm a Bay fan. I really am. I really like her. I really like Partition, Haunted, Love on Top, Blow. Like, all of those songs really speak to me. And they're not like singles either. Really, they're not like famous singles by her. They're just, that album was basically for her fans. And you know, I really relate.
It's beautiful.
Relate to that. Anyway, we want to move on to some baby news in the world these days. So guys, who had a baby?
Oh, Christ, who didn't have a baby? I had a baby.
I popped one out halfway through the podcast.
Oh.
Coochie coo.
Coochie cutter. Anyway.
Coochie cutter street.
So, guys.
Who popped one out?
There's some drama. Chloe. Our girl, Chloe.
There is some drama. There is Khloe Kardashian, Tristan Thomas, and some Thought.
Thought squared.
Thought squared.
All right, so some some backstory with these two. So Tristan and Khloe, they met, I want to say, a handful of years ago, maybe like a year and a half ago or so.
You know, that's cute. That wasn't even a number. Oh, when'd you two meet? Oh, just a handful of years ago. How old's the baby? Oh, just a handful.
Oh, shut up. So Tristan, some background on Tristan. He is a member
fine,
of Cleveland
first off.
He's fine as fuck, girl. He is 6'7", something or other. 6 foot and a handful. And he is a Cleveland Cavalier, lives in Ohio, and he has been spotted by several sources gallivanting around D.C., and L.A. with a few different ladies. So in D.C. he was found
a few different
cuckolding.
Not Chloe's,
mind you. Not Chloe's. So the first girl up to bat is Lenny Blair. So she's actually...
Lenny Blair. Good Lord. That's guilty right there. I know she's a fucking thought. That's guilty.
That's just yes.
Well,
she wasn't getting it.
So, no, I totally gave you false information. Fake news, everybody. It was in New York. So Lanny is from Queens, actually. She is a bartender at a strip club.
There we go.
Goals. And to be honest, I haven't looked at her Instagram until just today, actually. And she's beautiful. She's really pretty and she's talented. Allegedly. And rumor has it they spent 48 hours together in a hotel room.
Oh, shit.
I wonder what they were doing. Maybe playing Scrabble? Twister?
He was slanging the produce.
Oh.
That's my new go-to phrase now. That's my go-to phrase now for talking about, like, slinging dick. Because everyone always says dick is like an eggplant, so I call it slanging the produce.
I thought you said sling, like slinging.
Slinging it and slanging it on your
slippy,
chin.
Slippy, slappy.
Oh, just like.
Simmons, Swanson,
oh,
swishy
just Swanson. So much. Okay. Just fucking tongue punching that pussy.
All right. And then, so after that whole debacle went down, this was back a few months ago in October. Another video resurfaced via TMC that he was in D.C. And he was being fondled by two ladies at a bar. So after hearing all this, Chloe felt really bad, obviously.
Yeah. She's about to pop out his fucking bun out of her oven.
But
you
know, I felt really bad for Chloe for a minute there.
I saw you. You just threw your pen across the room in a fit of anger.
But you guys.
He is shooketh.
You know, Chloe isn't all that innocent either.
No, you know? Didn't he come from a girlfriend that had a baby with him and went to Chloe? Should this bitch knew.
Exactly. Yeah. You read my teleprompter.
The tea leaves on his taint, I read them.
So
didn't she also break Lamar? I mean, come on, girl. You're a mean person.
But okay, so Tristan had a daughter with this girl named Jordy Craig, okay? And after all that, like, Chloe spotted him, I think, via social media and pounced. Like, she knew that the baby daddy, successful basketball player. I'm not really sure why Chloe or the motive behind why Chloe did this. But leave that as you may, you guys. I mean, I'm not really feeling sorry for her anymore.
And how long have they been together?
No.
I've read somewhere it was like 2016.
Yeah, 2016. You're right.
That's what I've read. And I'm like, you know, you don't even, that. What's 2 years? You don't even know somebody that long. Like, I would not have a baby with somebody after like 2 fucking years.
Think about it, though.
They're
trying to spread that dynasty, girl.
You know, but here's the thing. And I get so tired of this when I see so many straight people saying gay people are ruining the sanctity of marriage and they're having children come out on one fucking umbilical cord like a string of Christmas lights. It's like, don't tell me what I'm doing is unnatural and you're sitting there popping them out like John and Kate plus fucking 80, okay? Mm-hmm.
You are not a dog. You should not have a fucking kettle of fucking a litter of fucking kids.
Like, think about it. Every Kardashian now has popped out a kid.
No, Kendall hasn't.
Oh, she probably has like 7 and we don't know yet.
I admire Kendall. I really admire
Kendall. For being the normal one?
She's semi-normal. She has a modeling career. She's had a few hiccups here and there with that whole Pepsi commercial. But like, I think she's really...
I forgot about that.
I know. I really think
Good
she's
Lord.
Making something of herself. She's kind of staying out of the drama, I think.
They're a mess.
But after all of this, Chloe, she's not really sure if she wants to leave her baby daddy or not.
Can I just interject real quick and just ask a sidebar question?
Yeah.
Do you think when all this went down, Kendall offered Chloe a Pepsi? Sorry about your relationship. Here's a Pepsi.
Here's a Pepsi, girl. I get free Pepsi for life.
Oh, that's funny.
Probably. I mean, I would.
Yeah. You know what's crazier? Tristan probably didn't even know that he was dating Chloe if he met her post new face. So he probably had no fucking idea.
True. She's like a damn Snapchat filter now, but in real life. He's like, when did you get these dog ears attached?
Has it always been there?
But here's the thing. I don't think he was going to change. Clearly, he showed her who she was. I don't know why she decided to go further and have a baby, but that's on them.
Right.
So I'm empathetic, but to a point.
I'm empathetic, too. I mean, I just think about the amount of money they have and all of... She doesn't need Tristan. I really don't think that she needs Tristan.
No, God, no.
She just wanted the baby with a really sexy, fine-ass... 6 foot handful guy. Like, he's so gorgeous. Oh my God.
I bet
his
you he's
ass
not just
is
handful.
So. His ass
he's
meets my
two
face.
Hands.
He's so tall, his ass meets my face. He wouldn't have to bend over. Just like stand right up. I'd be standing up. He'd be standing up. We'd be fine.
And Jordan would be eating dinner.
I'd be eating dinner. He'd be watching some football game. And that's all that we need.
Well, and our ceilings in this apartment are so tall that he can actually change our light bulbs while he's over.
True. Mm. Yeah. We need a light bulb change in our bathroom. So I could call Tristan up.
I mean, because I'm like this. I'm not extremely short, but I'm this little thing. And I have little arms. I have little fucking T-Rex arms. So I can't reach. You should see me struggling to get something off the top shelf. One day I'm going to slip, fall, and break my fucking neck.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So we'll call Tristan.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
We'll call Tristan. We're going to wrap this up here, but I just kind of wanted to leave it.
It's very here. Ironic you say we're going to wrap it up on a story about someone having a baby, but okay.
We leave. Chloe had her baby on Thursday, and she welcomed baby True. We chose True. We chose True because apparently... True is the grandfather of Kris Jenner.
Interesting.
So Kris Jenner's grandfather is True Otis Houghton.
Hmm.
So, I mean, she kept it in the family, which is kind of sweet, I think.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yes.
But that has, there's True, there's Stormy, there's North, there's...
Chicago.
It's like Northwest Chicago, Stormy, True.
And then Mason, Northwest Mason, Chicago. Mason and Dream, right?
Dream.
You know, if you put it all together, True, Stormy, Chicago, Mason, Dream, North, it sounds like I just riddled a Harry Potter spell and everybody's fucking furniture is now levitating in the air.
Yeah. I mean, my girl, there's some things levitating in here.
He said Wingardium Leviosa.
Wingardium Leviosac.
Yeah. Well, hello. I'm happy for her. I hope she is a baby girl, too, so I'm sure that girl is going to be fierce as fuck. She already has an Instagram account with 25,000 followers.
Oh, Christ.
And she's only four days old.
Well, that's pathetic.
They literally just made a new celebrity.
Anyway.
That literally makes me want to fucking vomit.
Oh.
But speaking of vomiting, a commercial break.
You know, guys, I've been having a lot of lonely nights lately because, obviously, I'm single. I work full-time, and Grindr certainly isn't cutting it. And I'm a busy gal on the go, and I just don't have the time to get ready and have a stranger come over to my place. For the longest time, I've needed a solution to quench my thirst and decided to start looking at some toys, plugs, masturbators, etc. But I couldn't stand the fucking prices. And the hassle of traveling to the sex store, I mean, forget about it. Until I came across L'Avance. They offer a wide variety of toys, including internet-enabled butt plugs, vibrators, and masturbation sleeves to fit any occasion and any gender. I mean, that's fucking amazing, you guys. My favorite toy is actually the Hush. It's a Bluetooth-enabled butt plug. It comes in 1.5 and I think 1.75 inches. And obviously, I prefer the 1.75. It comes equipped with remote play. you can control it via a remote. You can do solo play, four play, and when I'm feeling a little bit wild, I take it to the public and tell my man to have at it, and we just have some fun in the park. Let me just say it turns some heads, for sure. And right now they're showcasing value packs, because this girl is on a budget. I live in New York, I pay high rent, and I love to save some money. Also, I enjoy the discreet shipping process too, because let's face it, it's a little embarrassing shopping for sex toys in public, then riding home on the train and having it flop out on the platform. I've had that. That's happened before, okay? It's all backed by a year warranty as well. It's a fast, secure, and discreet checkout process. Check out levents.com/AskTheBoys to check out all their products. And I hope to see you there. Kisses.
All right, so Anthony.
Yes. Hi, guys. So I'm here to tell you guys a little bit about the worst place to be gay. China. And some of the things that are going on, I will say this, it is the worst place to be gay in the world. China is, but...
China!
recently, it got better. Not without the help of some amazing protesters, though. There's a Chinese monster social media network known as Weibo. It is like the Chinese Twitter. And it has a majority of the population on it active as their main social media account. However, Weibo almost became Exclude Yubo over the weekend. There was a new purge system put into place. The purge system is in place to remove violence, pornography, and anime content. However, fine print, any regular homosexual picture of a gay couple, anything LGBTQ that's not violent or even sexual is categorized as pornography and was getting removed in the purge. Now, there was a protest over the weekend. It was one of the biggest protests that they've had. And it's one of the very rare victories of our LGBTQ community in China. They actually protested to the point where their outrage was heard by the government. And the government-run People's Daily newspaper encouraged tolerance towards gay people while still calling for the removal of the explicit content, making sure that Weibo actually draws a line between LGBTQ normal pictures, pornography, and violent pictures and violent images and graphic images. So I actually think it's fantastic, but I wanted to bring it up because, you know, we in the midst of the net neutrality breakdown and everything that's happening with the sex censorship here in the United States, it's kind of crazy to see, you know, that in China they're getting all of the censorship, and yet with the protests, even the Chinese government is being tolerant of the LGBTQ community, and we can barely do that here.
And this tolerance is really fresh. I mean, I was doing some research here before the show, and homosexuality in China was decriminalized in 1997. So that's not that far away. Mm-hmm. Like, that wasn't that far long ago. And it was removed from an official list of mental illnesses a few years after that. However, China is still, like, one of the worst places.
Places to be gay.
Yeah. So I looked up on Newsweek. It says that Beijing, out of a list of 100 cities, Beijing came out last for gay-friendly. They were last on the list. Shanghai was 89, Hong Kong, a little bit more liberal, 83. So they're not number one or number two. They are literally the last, you know, the 100, 89, and 83rd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's insane. They're definitely bottom. It's bottom tier. And it's crazy to see that even through all of this, this level of tolerance is coming out and shining through. And here at home, well, you know what we're dealing with.
Well, I mean, it's not great, but it's definitely getting better, and you can tell in China. And I've talked to a couple people from China, from college actually. I had a Chinese roommate straight from Shanghai, and I asked him, like, I was out obviously in college, and he said, like, there's a lot of liberal people in China that are becoming more accepting of it. So I think it's getting to a point where soon there won't be this worry. Now, this Weibo thing, was it, you know, was a computer flagging it? Like, was it a system that was categorizing these profiles, or users were flagging these profiles?
Well, it was Weibo administration, and then they push it through an algorithm. But when they put it in, they counted the homo, anything that was homoerotic, even if it was holding hands, into that category so that the machine could cut it out. So it was a combination of man and machine.
Yeah, it's really telling because, you know, this week there was a gay couple that was attacked in South Beach for just simply holding hands. And, you know, like, straight society has problems with these images still. And it's a shame.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, could you imagine, though, I will say this because we are going through things here and I say it like this, but imagine if we were banned from Twitter. That would be crazy. Or Instagram. That would be fucking insane. I'm glad that they got that revoked. I'm glad they did that little U-turn there. And I'm actually very happy to see that tolerance bud blossoming. I love it. I mean, to bring us up, though, I want to bring us back to a positive light. I definitely wanted to mention that. But I want to bring us back to a positive light because there are statistics and they are in. And honey, let me tell you how we gay and we bougie and we travel and shit. Okay. It turns out that the LGBTQ people spend almost $100 billion on travel in the U.S. alone. When it comes to traveling internationally, we are closer to that $1 trillion mark.
Those pink dollars raining from the fucking sky.
Honey, the pink money is real, okay? Yes.
Yay.
So I live that. I love that little positive light on us. I'm like, look at us traveling. And I like to think of it this way. The more you travel, the happier you are in life, which just shows that, you know, maybe the LGBTQ community is just a little happier than the rest of y'all.
I mean, yeah,
no shade.
I can account for at least 500 million of that.
Yeah,
I feel like that was our fucking trip to Miami. Like, I feel like we spent like $7,000 each.
We were 80% of the total.
Yeah, right. This article was written about us. Though we flew Spirit Airlines, so I know Spirit Airlines got our pink money.
Hmm. And speaking of our pink community, GLAAD held a award show and Britney Spears won the Video Vanguard for her beautiful, beautiful contributions to the LGBTQ community. And I love.
She would.
It's what Britney, bitch.
Oh, yes.
What is she contributing to our community?
Oh, baby. No, I will say she's an active supporting celebrity. She's very open about her support of the LGBTQ community. She actually donates money to a lot of our centers.
She's
and a
fucking gay icon. Like
she is a gay icon.
Gay fucking icon. Just like Cher, just like Madonna, just like Gaga. Like they know. Even Beyonce is a fucking fag hag. She's all about us.
Yes, she's right? Beyonce so, lives for us. The Beehive is gay.
Yes.
Okay. The Beehive is 90% gay men and then 10% women.
So let's move on to questions. All right, I'll do question one. So question one, me and my partner have been together for almost 4 months, and we live in a conservative country where you could be put to death if you were caught, quote, doing the act or just being gay in general. And it really has been hard for us. We are now in high school and still a year is left. And we are planning to move together once we reach the age of 18 by studying abroad together. The first 2 months of our relationship was amazing, like the best 2 months of my life. And I'm really glad that this person is my partner. And I want to spend the rest of my life with him. And he also does feel the same way about me. But then came these past 2 months and I noticed something. We occasionally fight every now and then and we really try to figure it out. But every time we do figure it out, we eventually find ourselves fighting all over again about stupid shit. Sometimes our fights don't even make sense anymore. Anyhow, I notice that most of the time when we go through with fighting, we went through without fighting was about 2 weeks. And it really saddens me. I really love him so much, and I want things to work out between us, but I don't know what to do anymore.
You are in high school.
This.
So there's a lot to deconstruct here because, first off, your living situation in this country, you need to fucking watch. So if you could be put to death or thrown in jail, like, just thinking from a safety perspective at this point, and you're thinking you have 1 year left until you can study abroad, wait. Don't put yourself in a dangerous situation. Wait.
You're so close. I agree. You're so close. Wait a little bit. Wait till you can leave and get out of there and then start a relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, in conjunction with what both of you said, one, you're young and you're about to be able to get out of there. And two, you're in high school. You're probably not going to want to be committed to this person in the next year after you guys leave there. So don't put yourself at risk for that person. And we promise if that person's worth it and they love you back, they can also wait until you guys are out of there. And then you can really figure it out.
And it's 4 months. You don't know somebody in 4 months. I've known you bitches for years, for like 4 years. And I don't even, who are you? I don't even know you. But the thing is, you really don't know that you love somebody after 4 months. And this is the honeymoon stage where, like, you know, you're very happy and you like each other, but it's not, you know, you just don't know 4 months.
We have to think about it this way, though. I mean, 4 months, yeah. They're young, yeah. They live in a very suppressed country, yeah. This may be very genuine. This may be the only thing they have. You know what I mean? So I look at it that way, but they're still in high school. You got a year left. When you move, honey, you're going to see a world.
Move to New York. Move to New York. If you're going to move out of state or out of the country, move to New York.
Don't move together.
Don't move to Staten Island either.
Yeah.
It's trash. Figuratively and literally.
If I were still with the person that I said I was going to be with forever when I was in high school, I would jump off the Brooklyn Bridge.
My partner, I mean, I remember saying that I loved him and everything. And, you know, we're civil. We're cool. You know, I'm friends with him on Facebook. We like each other's photos every now and then. And he's engaged with somebody else. They live in San Francisco and they're happy. So, like, I don't love him anymore. You know, I will always, you know, care about him. But I look back at those times where I've said I loved this person or loved the next person. And that was just me being young. You know, if I would have settled with one of those two, I wouldn't have met all the incredible people that I've met up until now. So that's the way I see it. You know, don't view this as a goodbye. Don't view this as anything like that. Just put it on pause. You got the rest of your life. Put it on pause.
Yeah, I like that.
Pause.
Question two.
Question two. My boyfriend of 7 years recently cheated on me, that fucking prick. He was always the one stressing monogamy, yet he's the one who cheated. He told me that, yeah, I mean, really, he told me the very next day after it happened and seemed genuinely remorseful. It wasn't the sex that bothers me. It's the betrayal. As much as he hurt me, I still love him. It's really hard to think about leaving him despite everything. Would you stay with a cheater?
So first off, have we been cheated on here?
Yes.
I don't think I have.
I think so.
Have we cheated here?
Of course.
I haven't.
You know how
I feel. Anthony's like, I plead the fifth.
I plead the fifth.
I mean, we discussed this recently, cheating. I would probably stay with a cheater as long as they invited me next time.
Yeah.
I would sit down and have a conversation. I mean, I'd figure out the root of the cheating.
The like, why.
I would talk, say, hey, let's talk for a minute after we got tested, of course, and everything came back negative. I'd be like, well, why did you do it? I wouldn't overreact at all. I mean, you're civilized human. I mean, you'd be hurt, of course. You'd be like, confused if you were not about cheating and, you know, being in an open relationship. But I would take the calm, collected approach to this and figure out, because if you truly care about him, if you truly love them, and if you want to stay with them, then I would talk about it.
And say, yeah, what's going on? I feel like this is a fresh question because it sounds so like recent. Like, it's really hard to think about leaving him despite everything. Like, you probably have a lot of emotions swirling around in your head right now. I think the healthiest thing to do right now is write it down. Grab a pen, grab a pencil, grab paper, and just write down your thoughts, mm-hmm. your angers. Like, take it out on the page and then put it away somewhere for a couple days or even a week, and then go back to it and see if you still feel passionately about those points. I've done that a lot in my life, and I found that I was really in the moment and angry, but once I revisited it, it wasn't as big as it as I thought it would be. So you said the sex doesn't bother you. So the physical act of cheating doesn't bother you. It's just the mentality behind it. And I agree. I think it's a fucked up situation. Him being such a staunch, you know, supporter of being monogamous and then to fuck it all up like that. At the same time, I understand people make mistakes. It could have been a heat of the moment thing. I don't know your boyfriend, to be honest, so I can't make these assumptions. But Jordan's right. You got to talk it out. You need to find common ground. And maybe this is a discovery for you guys to open up a relationship.
Oh my God, this is an exciting time for you. Because clearly this person says it's not the sex that bothers me. So they're probably open to some kinky shit. You know, you got to just sit down and have a conversation.
Seek to understand. Exactly. Check it out. See what's happening there.
Exactly.
Because
this might be some fun. This might be some fun, girl.
Everyone could enjoy this little debacle. Mm-hmm.
And all you got to do is shove a hush butt plug up his ass, fire up the application, and let her rip. Go to town.
With that remote, that remote play, girl.
Remote play, discreet shipping.
Shove it up his ass before work. Yes. Have him wear it in a meeting. Turn it on with your phone and watch him freak the fuck out.
In a meeting. They're probably sitting at the table and you just hear, and someone's like, is someone's phone on vibrate? And you're like, that's my butt plug.
Lovence.com/AskTheBoys. Get your butt plugs today.
So would you stay with a cheater? Yes or no?
Yes. After discussion?
Me too. Yes.
After seeking to understand? Yes. Like, if the discussion goes and it's something that we can both partake in and both like, yes. If the discussion starts and I found out, oh, he got super drunk somewhere at his friend's house and then some shit happened and the next day he felt remorseful and came and told me, yes.
You know,
if I have the conversation, he's just a fucking prick.
I also...
No.
Sorry to interrupt, but I also respect the fact that he's told them right after it happened, like the very next day. That's really respectful. I mean, you could have said nothing, man. They probably didn't even know. But you stepped it up and said something. That's pretty cool. I mean, there's a good heart there. So we're going to move on to our last question of the evening. I wanted to save this for myself because it's about poop. So...
I thought Justin was a scat queen.
Oh my God. This is horrible.
So I recently...
Hang on. For the record, I am not into that. Somebody... Because there's somebody out there that just probably fucking unsubscribed. I had my pictures stolen, allegedly. They never proved that the profile actually used my photos, but my pictures were stolen and put on one of those sites.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. So I swear to God, you guys, I do not get into that shit. Literally do not get into that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Totally.
This fuck you. All right. Mm-hmm. God.
I agree. I love you.
All right. So I just moved in with my boyfriend into a small one bedroom apartment. Congratulations.
Welcome to New York.
We are normally really rushed in the morning and often need to use the bathroom at the same time due to public transit takers.
They take the train like we do.
Mm-hmm. We are both morning poopers, and sometimes he will take a dump while I'm shaving or brushing my teeth. Doesn't bother me, but sometimes I need to go while he's using the sink. But I can't just bring myself to go while he's in there near me. I normally end up holding it until I reach work. If you have been in a situation before, how do you deal with it?
Oh, don't hold it.
Well, this is something extremely relatable to all three of us. Let's see. Tiny apartment, check. Public transit, check. Trying to get ready in the morning with one bathroom, check.
Check.
So there's a very simple solution to this problem.
Wake up earlier.
Have a conversation about it and talk about it and make a schedule.
Yeah, wake up earlier.
Say, hey, honey, I'll be in the bathroom. Okay, we both work at, say, 9:30. Just a guess. I catch the train at 8:30 to be there in time. You catch the train at whatever, at 8:30. I'm going to get up at 6. You get up at 6:30. Or I get up.
Jesus Christ, you get up so fucking early. Do you really get up at 6 to leave for work at 8:30?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. This is why, see, this is, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you need to take notes because I wake up, I shit, shower, shave in the morning, never have a problem. Thanks to Jordan getting up at fucking 2 a.m. to get ready for work. So thank you, Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you do. You have to have the conversation in this situation because this is what they call a mountain out of a molehill situation. It's very solvable. And you just got to make sure you delegate bathroom time. That's it.
I agree. I also think that you should have, like, evaluate what's going on with you. You know, you're still feeling a little self-conscious. But it is going to be something that you're going to want to get used to. You're going to be living together from now on. You shouldn't, like, I wouldn't want to shit in front of my partner, but if I have to fucking go and you're there, I'm shitting. Like, I'm so sorry.
Anthony said, you better move. I'm blasting your lap if you don't move.
You fucked me in the ass, okay? You've heard me fart while we sleep. Like, you fuck me, and I fuck you, and I put your fucking dick in my mouth. You've tossed this salad. I'm taking a shit, okay? You watched me do the goddamn fleet enema. You know I'm clean afterwards. I'm taking my shit. Move.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You went fucking in. I can feel the anger radiating from my microphone right now. It is smoking.
It's from that steaming shit I took. I'm pissed.
Oh my God. Yeah, see, I don't care how long I've been with somebody. You will never see me shit.
No matter how long you've tossed my salad or how far you shoved your tongue up my asshole, I cannot have you in the same room while I poop.
Yeah,
You have to coordinate schedules.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's because I'm a fucking comedy queen. And I know that one day I'm going to fucking, something's going to happen. We're going to eat something ridiculous. I'm going to have diarrhea. You're going to fucking make me laugh. And I'm going to fucking blow out all over the house. So you just need to fucking let it out. I don't know. I can't. Because don't get me wrong. At first.
Anthony's going to be the next two girls, one cup. Is that what he's saying? He's going to be two gays, one podcast.
I just got to feel comfortable. Because if I don't feel comfortable, what the hell? I'm in my house. I expect to, when I'm in a relationship, I expect to be able to do what I would do living alone, just with someone else there. Like, if I'm going to walk around fucking naked, I'm going to walk around naked. If I'm going to take a fucking smash in the bathroom, I don't give a shit if you're in there. You could politely leave, or you could sit in there and waff in it. I don't give a fuck, but I'm doing it.
So there we go. Three different answers.
Sorry.
All right. Well.
All right.
I think that kind of wraps it up.
Oh.
For our 25th episode.
I put that in the script. Isn't that great? I'm so glad you read it.
I mean, hell,
I love how you stopped 25th fist.
25th episode.
There's 20 in and the fist emoji here. I mean, come on.
It's all capital letters, too, so you couldn't miss it.
Mm. That's our 25th episode of Ask the Boys.
Yes, it is.
Don't forget to subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting service so you can download every new episode as we release it. Trust me, you want it stashed in your pants, pocket, everywhere you go. Also, go ahead and follow us on our Facebook page. Justin? What's our Facebook page?
Oh, okay. I'm like, yes, that is my name. It is facebook.com/AskTheBoysShow.
We're on Instagram as well, at AskTheBoysPodcast. And Anthony, what's our Twitter?
Our Twitter page is at AskTheBoys.
And we are now on YouTube, so just, we don't have a YouTube URL, so just search for that shit. You'll find it eventually. Also, too, we have an XTube now. Could you imagine?
Yeah. No, but we do have a Love End.
We do have a Love End.
loveends.com/AskTheBoys. Play with yourselves while you play with us while we answer your Q's.
While you listen
with your A's.
To the 25th episode of Ask the Boys. On that note, good night, gentlemen.
Good night. Don't forget to synchronize your dildos to this podcast.
Oh my God, yes.
Want to be on the show? Call us at 424-327-5282. That's 4243. Ask ATB.